In the picturesque town of El Valle de Antan, Panama, a silent tragedy unfolded in the early 2000s. The vibrant golden frogs that once filled local streams by the thousands began vanishing at an alarming rate. Scientists launched desperate rescue missions, collecting breeding pairs before a mysterious fungal plague could claim them. Today, these frogs exist only in captivity at sealed facilities like the El Valle Amphibian Conservation Center, modern-day arks preserving species that no longer exist in the wild. This amphibian apocalypse represents just one facet of what scientists now recognize as potentially the sixth mass extinction in Earth's 4.5 billion-year history. Unlike previous mass die-offs caused by asteroids or volcanic eruptions, this one stems from a single species, us. What makes this particularly alarming is that amphibians have survived for 400 million years through numerous global catastrophes. Yet in the span of a few decades, a third of all amphibian species have been pushed to the brink of extinction. We're now losing species at hundreds or thousands of times the natural rate. The concept of extinction, though obvious today, emerged only during the Enlightenment, challenging the belief that species were permanent links in the chain of being. In 1796, Georges Cuvier revolutionized natural science by declaring that American mastodon fossils represented vanished species, espèces perdues. Through studying rock layers, he demonstrated that different creatures dominated different eras. This sparked a debate between catastrophism and uniformitarianism. Charles Lyell opposed Cuvier's catastrophic view, arguing instead that geological changes occurred gradually over vast periods. His principle that the present is the key to the past suggested extinction happened too slowly to observe. Charles Darwin, influenced by Lyell's work during his Beagle Voyage, applied gradual change to biology through natural selection. His theory presented extinction and evolution as complementary processes, the struggle for existence favoring the fit while eliminating others. Yet while Darwin predicted gradual extinction, the Great Ox Demise told a different story. These flightless northern birds, once numbering in millions from Norway to Florida, were hunted to extinction for meat, feathers, and oil. The last pair's death at the hands of Icelandic hunters in 1844 demonstrated that extinction could occur rapidly through human action, not just through slow natural selection. In the late 1970s, geologist Walter Alvarez discovered evidence of the asteroid impact that ended the Cretaceous period. His rock samples revealed unprecedented iridium levels in the clay layer, marking the dinosaur's extinction. After finding similar samples worldwide, the Alvarezes theorized that a 6-mile-wide asteroid had struck Earth 65 million years ago with the force of a million H-bombs. The discovery faced initial skepticism until 1991, when the 100-mile-wide Chicxulub crater was found beneath Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, with impact glass precisely at the extinction boundary. The impact unleashed devastating consequences, a cloud of vapor and debris that incinerated everything nearby, followed by an impact winter as sulfur-rich dust blocked sunlight. The extinction eliminated all non-avian dinosaurs, pterosaurs, most bird families, and roughly 80% of lizards and snakes. Marine life suffered even more, losing 95% of planktonic species. Mass extinctions demonstrate that survival often transcends evolutionary fitness. During these catastrophic events, the rules of survival suddenly change, and traits that ensured success for millions of years become disadvantages. Scientists recognize we've entered a new epoch called the Anthropocene, marked by humanity's unprecedented impact on Earth. We've transformed half the planet's land, dammed major rivers, dominated nitrogen production, consumed most accessible freshwater, and fundamentally altered the atmosphere. Since industrialization, human activity has added 545 billion metric tons of carbon to the atmosphere through fossil fuels and deforestation, currently releasing about 9 billion tons annually. CO2 levels now exceed any point in 800,000 years and may surpass 500 ppm by 2050. This carbon influx has made oceans 30% more acidic than in 1800, potentially reaching 150% more acidic by 2100. At Italy's Castello Aragonese, where volcanic vents create naturally acidified waters that preview our ocean's future, marine life suffers visibly. Barnacles vanish, limpet shells become transparent, and jellyfish dominate. In waters matching projected 2100 pH levels, one-third of species disappear, with calcifying organisms suffering most severely. Coral reefs are marine biodiversity hotspots, rainforests in a marine Sahara. A volleyball-sized coral chunk can house over 1,400 worms from 103 species, with up to 9 million species depending on reefs during their life cycles. These massive structures, built by tiny coral polyps over generations, create living architecture like the Great Barrier Reef, which spans 1,500 miles and reaches depths of 500 feet. Unlike human structures, coral reefs support countless species in an ancient co-evolutionary relationship. Today, reefs face existential threats. Overfishing enables competing algae, agricultural runoff causes siltation, destructive fishing damages structures, diseases devastate coral populations, and climate change triggers bleaching and acidification. Scientists predict that at current emissions rates, all coral reefs will begin dissolving within 50 years. Atop a 12,000-foot mountain in Peru, forest ecologist Miles Silman has established 17 research plots at different elevations to track how climate affects tropical ecosystems. In these plots, every tree over 4 inches in diameter has been tagged, measured, and identified. After just 4 years, Silman discovered the forest was already measurably migrating upslope in response to warming. On average, tree genera were shifting 8 feet per year uphill, but with remarkable variation. Some trees were racing upward at nearly 100 feet annually, while others remained virtually stationary. The warming projected for the coming century is similar in magnitude to Ice Age temperature swings, but is occurring at least 10 times faster. This requires organisms to migrate or adapt at unprecedented rates. How many species will be capable of moving fast enough remains an open question. One we'll likely answer in the coming decades, whether we want to or not. As extinction accelerates globally, scientists are taking extraordinary measures to preserve what remains. From freezing cell lines in liquid nitrogen, to raising California condors with puppets, and teaching whooping cranes migration routes using ultralight aircraft. Earth's history reveals life is resilient, but not infinitely so. What links all extinction events is rate of change. When environments transform faster than species can adapt, many perish. Our capacity to alter the world finds its fullest expression in modern times. Our restlessness, creativity, and cooperation are the same qualities that made us human. The question isn't just about preserving individual species, but about maintaining the conditions that allow evolution itself to continue its 4-billion-year experiment. As we reshape the planet, we're not just eliminating individual creatures, but potentially foreclosing entire evolutionary futures. What kind of ancestors do we want to be? The answer will define us long after our cities have crumbled and our names have been forgotten.